Thank you for attending this whole session and also my presentation on the impact of migration and stressful life events on women's mental health, which I'm currently conducting at the Institute of Psychiatry at King's College London. I also don't have any relationships to disclose at all before I continue with the presentation. This study focuses on experiences of international migration, which is broadly defined as changes in one's usual country of residence. There is increasing globalization, and with it, there is increasing migration, and these populations require appropriate health services. In the UK, for example, where my research was conducted, there are currently 4.5 million immigrants, and 600,000 new immigrants arrive each year. 3 million immigrants live in the city of London, which is about a third of the population. The majority of immigrants to the UK come for work or for education, around 400,000 each year. But 75,000 come to join family, and approximately 17,000 are granted asylum, though over 30,000 apply for asylum each year. Additionally, there is very little data on illegal immigrants currently entering or residing in the UK. As you can see from this graph, there are very few differences between the number of men and women who migrate to the UK annually. However, more men than women apply for visas as skilled workers or temporary workers, and the majority of main applicants for asylum are men. However, the reverse is true for women, where 70% of dependent asylum applicants are women. There's no consensus in existing research on the impact of migration on either mental or physical health. Some research shows increased morbidity among migrants, while other research shows that migrant populations are healthier than the native populations in their countries of origin or in destination countries. This is partly due to the heterogeneity of migrant populations in terms of their exposure to stressful life events, the trajectory of their migration or their demographic characteristics, and variations in the population studied, the methods used, and the health outcomes examined across studies means that it's very difficult to isolate or to measure differences between populations in mental health outcomes. However, some migrant women may be at increased risk of poor mental health outcomes. Across populations, women experience an increased prevalence of common mental disorders. In the UK, for example, 19.7% of women in the population compared to only 12.5% of men have a common mental disorder. This is particularly true among populations of migrant women. And exposure to stressful life events is associated with these mental health outcomes as well as other outcomes like post-traumatic stress disorder. Migrant women experience an increased risk of exposure to stressful life events due to the circumstances surrounding migration, including the countries and the conditions in their countries of origin, in flight, transit, relocation, and in settlement. Additionally, there are gender differences in the types of stressful life events that female migrants are exposed to compared to male migrants. For example, across populations, women are at increased risk of sexual violence and interpersonal events like domestic violence. And among migrants, rates of physical and sexual violence have been shown to be particularly high among female migrants, especially asylum seekers and refugees or trafficked women. There's limited research overall in predictors of poor mental health, however, for migrant women. Migrants are a heterogeneous population, and research should utilize an ecological model that acknowledges exposure to stressful life events and other contextual factors. A majority of research into migration and mental health lacks a gender perspective, failing to consider gender differences in exposure to stressful life events or in mental health outcomes. Studies that do examine gender differences are primarily focused on very specific populations, like refugees only, on specific types of violence, for example, only domestic violence, and on outcomes like only psychosis or only post-traumatic stress disorder, which results in limited insight into the risk factors for a diverse population of female migrants globally. The women included in this study were interviewed in the South East London Community Health Study. This is a cross-sectional survey of individuals living in South East London who were identified through random sampling. The population in South East London is ethnically diverse, and as you can see in this map on the right, bottom right-hand corner, throughout the boroughs that were included in the study, migrants comprise about 30% of the population. This is actually true for the entirety of the City of London. In this study, I aim to investigate the impact of migration and stressful life events on the risk of experiencing high levels of psychological symptoms, including common mental disorders like anxiety and depression, as well as post-traumatic stress disorder, for women living in South East London. I hypothesized that among women living in South East London, immigrant women would be significantly more likely to experience high levels of psychological symptoms than women born in the UK living in South East London. The cases in this study thus are immigrant women, and the controls are women born in the UK. The outcome utilized in this study, as I mentioned, is high levels of psychological symptoms. Women in the CELCO study were identified to have high levels of psychological symptoms if they had high levels of common mental disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder. Common mental disorders were measured using the Clinical Revised Interview Schedule, the CISR, if you're familiar with it, and the cutoff for this was a score of 12. And post-traumatic stress disorder was measured using a four-item PTSD screen corresponding to the DSM-4, or the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, if you're familiar with this, of mental disorders and their classification of post-traumatic stress disorder. Other measures included questions on a range of childhood stressful life events which were experienced before the age of 16, and lifetime events, including potentially traumatic events like physical or sexual violence, or other events, for example, the death of loved ones. Other measures included long-standing physical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or cancer, and social resources. This included social support, for example, the ability to get help or assistance in an emergency if needed, or social network size, which is the number of individuals that women come into contact with in a specific week. This is particularly important because many migrant women are particularly isolated within the community and have very little contact with outside individuals. In the analysis, I used logistic regression, adjusting for potential confounders, and the analysis accounted for the survey design, including clustering by household, which occurred in the study, and weighting for non-response bias within the households in the study. This research was part of a mixed method study and was also conducted alongside of a qualitative study in my doctoral research. Overall, a total of 944 women were included in this study, including 391 migrant women and 553 women who were born in the UK. The women in this study experienced a very high prevalence of psychological symptoms. Nearly 30% of both immigrant women and women born in the UK in the study were identified to experience high levels of psychological symptoms. In the sample, 27.3% of women had high levels of symptoms for common mental disorders, compared to 19.7% for women across the population in England, showing a very high rate in this population in Southeast London. 6.4% met criteria for possible post-traumatic stress disorder, compared to only 3.3% of the population overall in England. The high prevalence of psychological symptoms observed in this study may be due to the high prevalence of exposure to stressful life events identified among women in the sample. For example, as you can see in this slide, 66.5% of immigrant women and 71.4% of women born in the UK reported experiencing traumatic stressful life events. This is extremely high for any population. This table describes the characteristics of the immigrant women and women born in the UK in the sample. Immigrant women were more likely to report their employment status as being at home looking after children, and they were more likely to have more children than women born in the UK. Women born in the UK were more likely to be white, to earn a higher income, to be single, and to have higher levels of social support. While there is no difference between migrant women and women born in the UK in levels of emotional social support when you break this down, for example, having someone to talk to or to give you company, women born in the UK were more likely to have instrumental support, someone to lend you money in an emergency or someone to help you deal with an emergency, which is particularly relevant to health needs. In the final model of the multivariate analysis, there was no difference identified in mental health outcomes between immigrant women and women born in the UK. However, both immigrant women and women born in the UK, as I mentioned, had very high levels of psychological symptoms. So this finding may be attributed to the high morbidity identified in this population in Southeast London, which is one of the most deprived areas in London, unfortunately. This finding may also be attributed to the heterogeneity of the migrant population, as there are vast differences, as I mentioned, across populations of migrants, which points to the need to examine migration-specific factors when investigating risk factors for poor mental health. The analysis also identified that exposure to stressful life events and long-standing physical conditions was associated with increased risk, and that having more social support and larger social networks decreased risk. In addition, age and ethnicity were found to be significant predictors, and these findings are consistent with previous research in the field. As no difference was identified in the mental health of immigrant women and women born in the UK, I conducted several exploratory analyses to explore the effect of other migration-specific factors on psychological symptoms. First, I aim to investigate differences in risk between women born in the UK and migrant women due to macro-level factors based on the immigrant women's countries of origin. I examine the effect of two different factors here. In the first model, I looked at the effect of the development level of women's countries of origin, scored using the United Nations Inequality Adjusted Human Development Index. This measure adjusts for inequalities in health, education, education, and living standards. Immigrant women's countries of origin were categorized according to quartiles, and higher scores indicate higher levels of development. In a second model, I examine the effect of levels of gender inequalities in women's countries of origin, scored again using the United Nations Gender Inequality Index. This index is based on reproductive health, empowerment, and labor force participation indicators in women's countries of origin. Countries were also categorized according to quartiles, and higher scores indicated higher levels of gender inequality. This table indicates the categorization of the countries of origin of immigrant women in the sample according to their inequality-adjusted human development level, and the categories also largely correspond to the country categorizations for gender inequality levels. This analysis exploring the effects of the inequality-adjusted human development level of women's countries of origin on psychological symptoms suggested that women from medium development level countries, which includes countries in Eastern Europe, for example, may be twice as likely as women born in the UK to experience high levels of psychological symptoms. This finding may be due to chance. However, it may also suggest that some groups of migrant women are, in fact, at increased risk. More specifically, this group of women may experience more downward mobility or a reduction in socioeconomic status, for example, due to a lack of transferability of qualifications. When migrating from their country of origin, often women are unable to retain these qualifications. For example, if you become a doctor in Eastern Europe, you may not be able to practice in the United Kingdom, so you end up taking on jobs, for example, in domestic work. Age, long-standing physical conditions, social resources, and exposure to stressful life events were again found to be significant predictors. Levels of gender inequality in immigrant women's countries of origin, however, were not found to be associated with psychological symptoms for these migrant women. While gender inequality has been shown to be associated with poor mental health outcomes in previous research, this finding suggests that other factors like stressful life events explain the effect of gender inequality, or that levels of inequality in the women's current country of residence, the UK in this study, are in fact more significant in impacting on their current mental health. I also conducted an exploratory analysis which aimed to investigate differences in risk among immigrant women in my sample due to individual-level migration-specific factors. I examined the effect of two different factors in this analysis, including women's reported reason for migration, including migrating for a better life, like for work or for education, migrating for families or partners, or migrating for asylum or other political reasons. I also examined the effect of factors relating to level of acculturation, including the number of years that women have been in the UK, the age at which they arrived in the UK, and their English proficiency measured by if English was their first language. Neither reason for migration nor factors relating to acculturation, however, were found to be associated with psychological symptoms after accounting for potential confounders, for example, stressful life events or social support. This, in fact, refutes previous literature suggesting that asylum seekers and refugees are at increased risk, or that acculturation can be protective. These findings may be attributed to differences in other risk factors adjusted for in my analysis compared to other studies. Some previous research has neglected to or been unable to account for stressful life events exposure, for example. These factors may explain the effective reason for migration or acculturation. However, further research should be conducted to explore migration-specific risk factors in a larger sample than I was able to. In summary, there was a high prevalence of psychological symptoms among both the immigrant women and women born in the UK in the study. Additionally, both groups of women experienced a high prevalence of exposure to stressful life events. There was no significant difference in mental health outcomes identified between all immigrant women or all women born in the UK, which may be attributed to the high levels of psychological symptoms present in this population in Southeast London or the heterogeneity of the immigrant population. However, the exploratory analysis did suggest that women from medium development level countries of origin may be at increased risk, and that future studies should concentrate on examining migration-specific factors, particularly at the country level, when looking for differences in risk. Exposure to stressful life events was found to increase risk for all women, and potentially traumatic events were found to have the strongest association with psychological symptoms. Long-standing physical conditions were all suggested to increase risk, and social resources, including social support and social network size, were found to be protective for all of the women in the study. The conclusions from this study suggest that research and services should acknowledge the heterogeneity of migrant populations and utilize an ecological model when addressing women's mental health needs. This includes looking at stressful life events and migration-specific factors, like the development level of women's countries of origin. research should also look at social resources, particularly among migrant women who may have limited access to social resources following relocation, for example, access to health resources. Further research is needed on risk factors for poor mental health among migrant women, and qualitative research, like the qualitative study conducted alongside this study or other forms of mixed methods research, can contribute to our knowledge, enabling in-depth research into ecological factors and providing individual perspectives alongside research at the population level. Thank you for attending this presentation, and if you're interested in the qualitative component of this study, I'd also invite you to look at abstract 264489, which corresponds to this research and complements it, I think, and of course you're welcome to contact me if you have any additional questions or would like more information. Thank you.